When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, I got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
You'd want to be out there today, Jai, but not perhaps on the weekend. It's looking a bit average. How are you, mate?
It is, but you get that. It is pretty nice today, though.
People that love fishing, a bit of rain doesn't stop them.
No, this little, you know what this... The storms we've been having have been southern storms, whereas this is a bit of a nor'wester. So
right,
what this will bring in is the snapper in really close.
Oh.
So while it doesn't look very nice to the eye, on the Saturday and the Sunday, the land based snap fishing will be in with a good chance of getting them.
Right.
And also after the weekend, it will push the snapper in close and all the beach guys will be getting snapper kind of thing. So
well, we
it's
know
not bad.
Snapper's on the menu. Let's have a look at all the other places. We'll all have a look at the latest gadget available to help people catch more fish dry. Let's start with the land based.
So for the land based guys, there's still some good cobbler to be found spearing around the estuary.
Ooh,
if you can find some rocky sort of areas, you're in with a bloody good chance. But
yep.
Other than that, I've caught them on all the flats, and you can also scoop some nice sized prawns as well.
Yep.
They'll start fading off now as the full moon approaches again, but it's still worth going and getting a little bit of a feed. In the Dorsal Cut, the jetty anglers have been getting herring, tarwon and some skippy, and at the ocean end, there's been good reports of salmon. I haven't heard of any massive schools yet, but seems like 3 or 4 or 5 are getting caught in most mornings kind of thing.
Right.
I was down there during the week trying to get a feed of herring, and I was there for 20 minutes and I saw 4 get caught. So
right, okay.
It's definitely starting to happen.
Yep.
Pretty consistently. So for the anglers fishing in the Mandurah Channel, salmon haven't quite turned up here yet. I've heard of 1 or 2 caught, but not good numbers yet. So probably still another few weeks before they make their way up here.
Yep.
Guys just fishing inside are finding whiting, herring, good-sized salmon trout, small to medium-sized tailor at night, and also some skippy around the pylons. And anglers fishing the banks of the Murray River getting some good bream. And there's also been some reasonable-sized mulloway. The bigger mulloway have been getting usually busting most of the people up, unless you're fishing quite heavy gear.
Right.
For down the beaches, as I've been going on about, salmon is really starting to happen down Whitehills, Preston sort of way.
Yep.
And we should start seeing some pink snapper getting caught along that Preston stretch next week, I reckon, after this bit of a blow.
Yep.
Crabs are very hard to find recreationally, but there's still a feed to be caught, so yep. you'll have to put in the work to get them. They are getting a few in the main channel here just on the jetties and that, so it's worth dropping a drop net off there. For the boaties, anglers fishing the 5 fathom have been finding the best reports lately, with some good jewfish and big snapper being caught, mainly anchoring, but you can also drift as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing a little bit wider, 40 to 60 metres of water, there've been jewfish, snapper, brakes, and also some nice bulging grouper. There's also still been a few schools of southern bluefin tuna, so keep an eye out for them because they're great fun.
Plenty of options there. The latest gadget, Jai, it's an Ocean's Legacy Hybrid Contact Jig.
Yeah, a bit of a mouthful,
I reckon.
It's relatively new brand out, Ocean's Legacy, one of my favorite jigs already.
Right.
They come in sizes from, I think, 40 or 60 grams up to about 200 grams, so covers a wide range of depths. One of my favorite jewfish jigs so far now, so fish it in. I run the 120 gram mainly. It comes in 5 colors. The red one's my favorite.
Okay, the Ocean's Legacy Hybrid Contact Jig. There you go. You heard Jai say what it can do. Available at all good tackle shops around the place. Jai, thanks very much. We'll catch you next Friday.
No worries. Have a great weekend.
There we go. That's Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spot on 91.7 The Wave.